The African Union Initiative, which we are supporting, is to mobilize some 5,000 troops within the four countries so as to be able to track down Kony and his people. Even though the 5,000 troops have not yet been mobilized, there are preliminary actions that are taking place in the field. So that is keeping the LRA and their people very uneasy.
And the United States administration has sent special forces to help. Are these forces really helping on the ground?
Well, the Americans don't call them combat forces. They call them advisors. Evidently, they are working with the governments of the respective four countries, Uganda, Central African Republic, South Sudan, and the DRC, Congo. So the military advisors are providing guidance, training. They are supporting what the governments of those countries are doing and helping them, particularly in terms of intelligence.
You may be aware that there was a video that was shown in the United States recently about the activities of the LRA, and apparently it had a wide audience. Did it have any impact on what is being done to deal with the LRA on the ground?
You see, we saw the video, and the video has been criticized by a number of governments, particularly that of Uganda. But I think as far as the UN position is concerned, we still feel that it has a positive, it has drawn the attention of the world to the plight of the population of the sub-region. We should not limit our analysis to the numbers of the combatants of LRA, but we should look much more at the atrocities that have been committed. We have a number of people who have become IDPs, displaced persons. We have those who have become refugees against their will.
Now, what is your office doing to help combat this LRA?
The mandate given to my office is to coordinate the input of the United Nations as a whole. We have been working, collaborating with the African Union to drum up support politically for this initiative, which means we had to visit the various countries to obtain their commitment through sister agencies and NGOs as well. We do provide services to defectors, and they become normal citizens. We have programs for the people where the defectors are returning to because they don't want to accept them. They see them as LRA, even though they were captured and made to work by force. So you need to address that aspect.